My name is Janie Henderson.
And what's the business you're running?
This is Cedar Point Studio. I do my own original artwork, Simchian art. On display, I have Tyler Seren, which is a memorial piece for my nephew. And I've got framed prints as well as unframed prints and magnets. I'm originally from, born and raised, Metlakatla, the only native reservation in Alaska. And I moved to Ketchikan about 10 years ago. So this is home for me, Southeast Alaska. So last year was incredible, and I'm very happy to be here again. It looks like a huge turnout. Last year was a huge turnout, so it's amazing that that momentum built, and it's just growing by the year. It's a beautiful community. It's a heck of an experience, like I said, to be able to sell local artwork and to see everybody come out and support their local artists.
All right, thank you very much, and good luck.
My first name is Patty, and my last name is Whitesides. I'm originally from Florida, but I've lived in Ketchikan since 2008. I'm married to my husband, Jeff Whitesides, who is from Ketchikan, born and raised.
And the name of the shop is Anchored Artwork?
Yeah, Anchored Artwork. So we have a Facebook page, an Instagram page.
And tell me about some of the things we have on display here.
So we have original pieces of art, and then we also have some prints of our artwork that we do.
And just sort of, what does the festival mean to you
and your business?
It's just the tradition of Ketchikan, having everyone get together and seeing all the different vendors and all the art, you know, whatever it is that they create. It's amazing, and just it brings the community together. It's a great place for everyone to walk around and see everything and see all the talented people we have in our community.
Yes, sir. Brian Buckman. This is the Homeless Change Street newspaper. Actually, it'll be 2 years in Ketchikan next month in September. 2.5 years started to go in Juneau. Goal's always been the same and is about to materialize. A good street newspaper that's informative, lets people know what's going on with the homeless, and the goal is to create jobs for homeless people to work for the street newspaper. Thank you. And it's about to materialize, 12, 13, 15 an hour to fold newspapers for the paper. Hopefully one day the paper to have a building where they can have employee housing as well. It's a real pleasure, honor to be here. My first Blueberry, I've done many markets and many booths here in town and in Juneau, and I classify this in 2.5 years doing the paper. This is my busiest day.
My name is Jen Brown.
And so you run Foraged and Found?
I am the owner and founder. So we are a packaged foods company. We make all of our products with wild forage materials from here on the island or the waters around the island. So right now we have we make a few different product lines. One is our kelp pickles made with this type of bull kelp. Then we have kelp pasta sauce, kelp salsas, 4 different flavors of kelp salsa, and then a pesto made with sea asparagus. This is our 5th Blueberry Festival. Actually, the business started at Blueberry Festival in 2017, just doing this for fun, and it was here where I realized there might actually be a market for the products, and we're going national this year. So,
oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations. What does Blueberry mean to you?
For me, it's really the start of my entrepreneurship journey, which has been really, you know, quite a journey, a roller coaster, as you would say. But and it's just a really great time for the whole community. It's such a special place, Ketchikan, and yeah, it's a really great time for the whole community to come out, show its creativity off, share with each other, you know, all the products and things that keep us interested, and it's just a really beautiful time for everyone to come together.